姐妹，你们每个礼拜主日，来教会之前，是怀着着什么样的心情啊？
Brother, sister, what kind of heart you have before you come to the Lord to worship Him someday?
我们中间有很多年轻人哈，我问问你们，hey, young people， 那么你们每天每个主日的时候来到这里，是怀着一个什么样的心情呢？
And include those young people. So what kind of thought you have when you come to church to worship God?
Oh, mom, I have to go.
Oh, 妈妈，我是真的非要去吗？
我们中间，我们讲说大人哈，大人。然后你怀着什么样的一种心情，怀着一种什么样的心，然后每个主日的时候来到这里。
And adult, what kind of thought?
神如果许可，我盼望用几次的信息的时间和你们讲关于敬拜的事情。
If God permits, I want to use several times to talk about worship.
因为敬拜是一个很重要的事情。
Because worship is very important.
你如果从圣经创世纪开始一直到启示录，你会发现这个主题一直存在。
If you read the Bible from Genesis to the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation, you will find this one theme, worshiping is always there.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
他也是全能的神。
He is Almighty God.
他是无所不在、无所不知的。
He is omnipotent and omniscient God.
他也是完全圣洁的神。
And he is holy God.
他是公义的神。
He is a
他是慈爱的神。如果我们要讲，我们讲不完的哈。我记得有一次我参加一个聚会，这个人讲话比我快多了
哈。
他就讲神的名啊，他就讲神的名字，只讲神的名字，中间没有其他的，没有其他的话，任何都没有。他讲了五分钟。
And he talk about the names, only the names for four minutes.
我们从圣经上，我们从圣经上我们可以看见这一位神，他要人敬拜他。
And from the scripture we know that God himself wants people to worship.
他不但要人敬拜他。
Not only to worship him.
他要他所造的所有的万物都要敬拜他。
And he wants all his creatures to worship him.
所以我盼望我们能够思想这个事情。
And I hope we all consider it seriously.
因为我们的敬拜如果是对了，
If our worship is right,
会让我们的灵命得到长进，
And our spiritual life will grow,
让我们得到满足，
And we will have this satisfaction,
让我们得到喜乐。
And we will have joy.
我在教会里面，我真的是观察了很多人虽然来参加主日崇拜，
and from the years I observed, even though a lot of people do come to worship,
那么他们怀着一个不是从圣经上面说怀着一种心态来到教会里面参加崇拜。
Unfortunately, they didn't come to worship God with the heart that was.
我发现对他们的灵命没有什么帮助的。
And this kind of worship doesn't help their spiritual life to grow.
所以我盼望我能够跟你们谈这些事情。
And I hope when I talk about this with you.
首先，我们要今天我们要讲的就是敬拜的意义是什么。
First, today I want to talk about the meaning of worship.
当我们讲起敬拜的时候，
when we talk about worship.
我们常常会想到，就是每一个主日来到这里，大概花一个钟头、两个钟头的时间。
And we often thought about we come to a church on Sunday, we spend an hour or two in here.
我们在这里唱诗，我们在这里祷告，我们在这里读经，我们在这里奉献。
We sing hymns and we pray and we read scriptures and we make offerings.
甚至我们在这里听到。
And even we listen to the sermon.
那么我们就觉得那个是参加崇拜。
And we consider this is all worshiping.
没有错哈，弟兄姐妹。
Nothing wrong with this.
那么刚才我讲了，在圣经里面我们可以看到，从创世纪一直到启示录，一个很明显、很明显的一个主题就是敬拜神。
And I just talk about from the Genesis to Revelation, there's one unchanging theme is worshiping God.
那么在圣经里面另外有一个信息。
And there's another theme.
就是侍奉。
Serving.
那么在新约里面，我们刚才念的，我们刚才念的圣经里面，如果你们注意的话哈，那么他就已经提到这两个不同的事情。
And in the New Testament we just read, if you pay attention, that there is a difference between these two.
我所说的不同是他的用的字不一样。
And the difference I'm talking about is a different word.
如果我们从圣经里面，我们去把这个词选出来读的话。
If we all picked up all these different words and we read them,
敬拜和侍奉这两个字哈，特别是在新约里面是可以互相通用的。
And in the New Testament, we find that this worshiping and serving, these two words in the New Testament can interchange with each other.
我们刚才读的马太福音第四章那边，他就讲说，当拜主你的神，这个拜啊。然后再向后面他说单要侍奉他。
And in the, Matthew chapter 4 we just read, and here it says, worship God, the Lord your God only, and serve him only.
那么前面那个字呢，通常就翻译成敬拜。
And the first verb is translated into worship.
那后面那个侍奉呢，有的时候翻译成敬拜，有的时候翻译成侍奉。
And the second verb here sometimes translates into worship, sometimes translates into serve.
所以我们从圣经里面来看，敬拜其实是一个很广的一件事情。
And from the scripture we can know that worshiping is a very broad concept.
不只是包括了我们每一个主日来到这里，我们崇拜的时间是从一点开始，对不对？啊，几点钟结束啊？三点半。那我讲的道太短了。哦，后面还有主日学，对不对？所以包括了这个，我们主日来到这里，一起在这里唱诗赞美崇拜神。
The worship we're talking about at this church, we start at 1 and we have singing hymns and listen to sermons and Sunday school.
也包括了。我们在这个时间以外的侍奉。
And it also includes the times that are apart from the time at church.
不只是做教会的事情。
Not only do things in church.
有些事情看起来好像跟教会没有关系的。
Sometimes things seem not related to church.
比方说你在工作单位。
For example, your work.
你在家庭里面，你带小孩子去各式各样的活动，这些都有关系。那么我们慢慢来哈，慢慢看，我们就会明白了。所以我们今天呢，第一件事情，我们从马太福音第四章第八节一直到第十一节，我们首先要确立的就是敬拜侍奉的对象是谁。
First, we want to take it slowly and consider Matthew chapter 4. What is our, who should we worship and serve?
在马太福音第四章那边，主耶稣就讲说，当拜谁啊？
And in chapter 4, and here, who should we worship?
当拜主你的神。
Worship the Lord your God.
就是神他自己。
Himself.
弟兄姐妹，我们看主耶稣受试探的时候，你不要以为说哇，这是对他自己说的。弟兄姐妹，这是对我们每一个人说的。他告诉我们，我们侍奉敬拜的对象只有一位，就是神他自己。
When Jesus was tempted, and it's not just he was talking about himself, he's also talking to us.
那么，我们在这里看见撒旦在那里。试探主耶稣，对不对？
We can see Satan here is trying to tempt Jesus.
撒旦没有变过，你知道吗？
Satan never changes.
他是很坏，但是他从来没有变过。
He never changes his evil way.
他的诡计是永远不改变的。
His scheme never changes.
他在伊甸园里面的时候，他对人类的祖先亚当夏娃的引诱都是一样的伎俩。
He used the same method to deceive Adam and Eve in Eden.
他先叫人怀疑神。
He made people to not trust God.
然后把人从神那里抓过来。
And then he takes people from God into him.
是不是？你看他试探主耶稣，他说：“你如果是神的儿子，你如果是神的儿子。”他在创世纪里面说，他试探夏娃的时候，他说：“你看这个果子，你吃了之后，你就会变得跟神一样。”
And when he tempted Jesus, and he started as if you are son of God. And when he tempted Eve at the Garden of Eden, and he's saying that if you take this fruit, then you will become as wise as God.
他叫人怀疑神的话。
He made people doubt God's word.
他叫人怀疑神的能力。
He made people doubt God's power.
最后，他就是叫人去敬拜、侍奉别的东西。
And at last, he drives people to worship other things than God.
那么最后呢，就是偶像。
And it worship idol.
就是假神。
False God.
因为你们，所以如果说我们回到创世纪里面，神创造人的时候。
When we go back to the Genesis, when God created people.
我们看见人，就是说发生了什么事情，人怎么样被骗。
And we can see how people get deceived.
那么你就明白保罗所说的，今天在这个世界上，其实偶像都是假的。
And we will understand in this world now, the idol are all false.
他反而说，在那个偶像的背后就是撒旦，就是魔鬼。
And behind the idol is Satan, it's the devil.
所以我们就能够明白，今天在这个世界上不敬拜神的人。
And we know that in this world, people that don't, for those people don't worship God.
不论是拜偶像也好。
No matter if you are worship idol or not.
或者是把自己当成神，我们中间我不知道有没有啊，但是我们碰到很多无神论的人，其实他们是把他们自己当成神。
Or some atheists, they make themselves God.
那这些人呢，我们从圣经上面看，其实他们都是拜撒旦的，他们都是属于撒旦的。
And in the, from the scripture in the East End, that those people actually worshiping Satan, the devil.
那么圣灵要使徒马太要马太，不，他不是使徒啊，但是要他把这个他是使徒哈，要把这件事情记下来。
And the Holy Spirit moved Matthew to record this temptation Jesus has suffered.
是件很重要的事情。
This is very important.
他三个回答都是很重要的。
And his three answers are all very important.
第一个，他说人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说的一切话。
And the first one, he says, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
第二句话，他说不可试探主你的神。
And the second answer, he said, you cannot tempt, test, the Lord your God.
然后他说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
And then the third one is worship the Lord your God and serve Him only.
其实这三件事情是连在一起的。
These three things all connected together.
如果我们现在回到旧约里面啊，
If we go back to the Old Testament,
神为亚当预备了所有的东西。
God gave prepared Adam everything.
神告诉他，神吩咐他啊，那么这是创世纪第二章，神吩咐他说，园中所有的食物，各样树上的果子，你都可以随意吃。
And God told them that all the fruits of the trees in the Garden of Eden you can eat.
换句话讲，他就是告诉亚当跟夏娃，他说你们不必担心吃的问题。
And in another word, he's basically telling Adam and Eve, you don't need to worry about what you eat.
不但是为他们自己，也为了他们所有的后面的人。
Not only for themselves and also for their offspring.
但是他在那里讲了一句话，他说只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
But he only told them that the fruit from the from the wisdom tree that you cannot eat, because the day you eat it, then you will die.
弟兄姐妹，我们一定要明白一件事情，亚当在那个时候还不知道怎么试探神。
And we need to understand this. At that time, Adam don't actually know how to test God.
是后来这个魔鬼，这个撒旦教他怎么做的。
It's Satan taught him how to test God.
他不需要告诉他你怎么样去试探神。
Satan didn't tell him
他不需要告诉他你怎么样去试探神。
Satan does not need to tell him how to test God.
他就把罪放进去就行了。
He just put the sin inside of Adam and Eve.
那么主耶稣在这里回答撒旦的话。
And Jesus here is answering Satan's word.
让我们回到以色列出埃及的时候所发生的事情。
Let's go back to the Israelites who their exodus from Egypt.
那么他这三个回答都是从生命记第六章里面出来的。
And all these answers are taken from the book of Deuteronomy.
是神借着摩西当初对以色列人所说的话。
This is all recorded by Moses, that the whole God used Moses to record all these things.
弟兄姐妹，你知道主耶稣晓得的。
And Jesus Christ knows this.
我怎么知道他晓得？
How do I know Jesus knows this?
因为圣经上告诉我们，当以色列人出埃及的时候，有一个人一直跟着他们，就是主耶稣啊，就是基督跟着他们的。
And the scripture told us that there is one person that followed the Israelites while they are in wilderness. Well, that person is Jesus Christ.
就是他引导他们。
He is leading them all the way.
所以他知道，他现在讲，他那个时候讲在马太福音里面讲的话，跟他在生命记里面讲的话是一样的。
So the word he said in Matthew is all the same as he said in the Old Testament.
在生命记里面，他让以色列人知道他们应该敬拜这位独一的神。
In Deuteronomy, he made the Israelites know you need to only worship this God.
因为这位神是救他们出埃及的神。
Because this is the God who saved you from the Egypt.
他也引他们进入迦南地的神。
And he led them to Canaan.
所以他要他们唯一的，只有一位他们可以敬拜的，就是这位神。
And he wants them to know there is only one God you need to worship. This is the only true God.
我们看一下出埃及记第二十章。
Can we turn to Exodus chapter 20?
出埃及记第二十章在这里讲到很有名的就是十诫啊。
And here we have the Ten Commandments.
那么我们从第一节念到第七节，我们一起来念好不好？出埃及记第二十章第一节到第七节。
Let's all read together from Exodus chapter 20 from verse 1 to 7.
这是神当初告诉以色列人他们要做的一件事情。
This is the thing that God commanded them to do at that time.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
神吩咐这一切的话说，我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来，除了我以外，你不可有别的神，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是忌邪的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子直到三四代，爱我守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱直到千代。不可妄称耶和华你神的名，因为妄称耶和华名的，耶和华必不以他为无罪。我们就念到这里。在这里我们看见神就告诉以色列人，他说唯只有一位，你们不可以拜其他的。
And here God told the Israelites, there's only one true God. You cannot worship other gods.
但是我们从以色列人的身上，
But from the Israelites we know,
我们看见他们不敬拜神的结果。
We know the result that they don't worship this true God.
很简单的，就是国破家亡。
And their country is no 他们
很多人被杀掉。其实以色列人他们的结果对我们来讲就是最好的最重要的一个警告。神要人单单的敬拜他。
And God wants people to worship him only.
再请你们打开诗篇第九十八篇。
Please open your Bible to him, to Psalm 98.
诗篇第九十八篇。
Psalm 98.
诗篇九十八篇呢，我念给你们听哈，我就是从头从一口气，你们跟着我念，从第一节开始啊。他说：“你们要向耶和华唱新歌，因为他行过奇妙的事，他的右手和圣臂施行救恩。耶和华发明了他的救恩，在列邦人眼前显出公义，纪念他向以色列家所发的慈爱，所凭的诚信时，地的四极都看见我们神的救恩，全地都要向耶和华欢乐。看到没有哈？”全地都要向耶和华欢乐，要发起大声欢呼歌颂，要用琴歌颂耶和华，用琴和诗歌的声音歌颂他，用号和脚声在大君王耶和华面前欢呼。愿海和其中所澎湃所充满的澎湃，世界和其间的也要发声。愿大水拍手，愿诸山在耶和华面前一同欢呼，因为他来要审判遍地，要按公义审判世界，按公正审判万民。在这个诗篇里面有很多很多类似的诗篇。
There's a lot of songs like this one.
叫我们要敬拜这一位耶和华独一的神。
And teaches us how to worship the Lord God himself only.
不但是人要敬拜他。
Not only human worship him.
而且他也要所有他所创造的万物都来敬拜他。这是第一个我们要知道的，我们敬拜的对象就只有这一位神。那么第二件事情我们要去思想呢，从这些经文里面我们就是要知道敬拜的意义是什么。当撒旦试探他的时候，那么主耶稣就回答他说：“他说，单要拜你们的神啊，单要拜他。”
And when Satan tempted the Lord answered him and worship the Lord God and him only.
他说：“单要侍奉他。”
And serve him only.
那么就是主耶稣把敬拜跟侍奉连在一起了。
And the Lord here for the worship and the serve together.
你真的是会发现这两个字啊，这两个希腊字在圣经里面它是互相通用的。
And in the original word Greek, worship and serve are interchangeable.
所以它让我们看见敬拜不是在一个特定的时间、特定的地方来拜他。
And it makes us to understand that.Worship is not just in one certain place or certain time.
除了我们主日崇拜之外，
other than our worship on Sunday,
也包括了我们在主日崇拜以外的时间，不管你在哪里，不管你在什么地方，什么时间，不管你在做什么事情，那都包括在里面了。
And the worship includes no matter where you are, what time.And what things you're doing, it all includes in the worship.
如果你去看出埃看生命记的时候，你就会发现他是把它连在一起的。他要他们单独的敬拜他，为什么？就告诉他们，因为你们在进到迦南地之后，你们要这样子的生活。
And in Deuteronomy, God taught Israelites how you worship Him, and also told him when they.Get to the land of Canaan, they still continue to worship God in the same way.
那么刚才我们可以说是背罗马书第十二章第一节、第二节，对不对？
We just recite the Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2.
我们目的就是要把它背下来嘛。
And the purpose is we.
啊，弟兄姐妹，以后不要说让我们来读罗马书十二章一到二节，你就把它背下来。
And not just say we're reading it, we need to memorize Romans chapter.
那么，当我们看到罗马书第十二章第一个字的时候，他说“所以”。
The first word in Romans chapter 12 is therefore.
我觉得应该给我们有一个好奇的心啊，我们要想说保罗为什么讲“所以”。
This should stir up our curiosity.
那么你必须要，我现在警告你啊，你如果有那个好奇心，你说我想要知道保罗为什么说所以，那换句话讲，就前面是什么原因嘛，对不对？我告诉你，你要用一个很大很大的一个记忆力的 power。
If you have this curiosity, and you should understand there is a reason.Before chapter 12, so you need a very big
memory, a big memory. 因为他从第一章一直到第十一章，他就是一个很大很大的一个原因，然后告诉我们说，所以你要这样子做。
Because Paul here, from chapter 1 to chapter 11, is talking about the reason. Then.On the chapter 12, he said, therefore.
所以他告诉我们，我们要把我们自己完全的奉献给神。
And he told us we should completely give ourselves as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的，是一个很重要的。
And this is holy and it's very important.
而且是应该的。
And this is what we should do.
而且是完全的。
It's complete.
而且是神所喜悦的。
And it's pleasing to God.
把你自己完完全全奉献给神。
And give yourself totally to God.
这就是侍奉。
This is called serving.
这也是敬拜。
And this is also called worship.
然后接下去在第二节的时候，他叫我们不要效法这个世界，要心意更新而变化。
And in verse 2, he taught us here, do not follow the trend, the pattern of the world.
他叫我们活在人群的当中。
And he want us to live among people.
但是我们却不让这个世界来影响我们。
But we're not influenced by the world.
我们也不让这个世界来改变我们。
And we're not changed by the world.
乃是让神的话，让神的心意来改变我们，这就是心意更新。
And we should be renewed by the word of God and transformed by the word of God.
所以保罗告诉哥林多教会的人，他说：“所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么事情。”都是为了荣耀神而做的。
So Paul told the people in First Corinthians, and he said, no matter what you eat or drink, no matter what you do, do all to the Lord.
所以我把这个敬拜跟侍奉放在一起。
So I put worship and service together.
不是只有我们在这里读经、祷告、唱诗、赞美神的时候才是敬拜神。
Not only we are here to sing, to pray, and to read scripture, worship God.
其实你的整个人生就是一个敬拜、侍奉的人生。
Your whole life is a life of worship and serving God.
无论你在什么地方，
no matter where you are.
无论你在什么时候，
no matter what time.
无论你做什么事情，
no matter what you are doing.
无论是在工作的场合也好。
No matter if you are work at the office,
或者是社交场合也好
or, at the social places,
你心里面所想的事情
the things that in your head,
你所说的话
the, talk in your mouth,
你所做的决定
and the decision you have made,
都应该是完完全全的奉献给他
all should be completely given to
完全是属于神的所以主耶稣他回答撒旦他说当拜主你的神
so, the Lord here, answers Satan, worship the Lord only.
弟兄姐妹你们称耶稣怎么称他呢
brother, sister, how you,
你怎么叫耶稣、啊、我已经把答案讲出来了对不对你不能每次到他面前来你说耶稣啊耶稣啊是不是我们前面总是加了一个字这是什么字啊加了一个什么字哎，主耶稣弟兄姐妹你如果称他是主那么换句话讲你就要做什么你就要听他的话嘛
so if we call him Lord then we should listen to him and be his servant
他就是你的主人。
He is your master.
你心里面所思想的。
Whatever in your
你口中所说的。
Whatever in your mouth.
你手里面想要做的。
And the hand you're doing.
你脚所走的路。
And the path you're about to walk.
都跟他有关系。
All related to him.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，你要将荣耀归给这一位神。
And also the scripture told us that we should give glory to God.
所以主耶稣他在讲，他说，当拜主你的神。
So Jesus here told us that we should worship God, the Lord God only.
单要侍奉他。
And serve him only.
这其实是我们每一个基督徒，我们信主的，我们做他的门徒，我们人生唯一的一个目标，唯一的一个目的。
This is our only goal and the purpose of our life.
你做什么事情都是为了这个目标，目标都是为了这个目的。
No matter what you are doing, that's all only for this one purpose.
最后我们要谈一谈的，就是那我们实际上应该怎么做。
And how we should do it.
我们要改变我们对崇拜的态度。
We need to change our attitude towards worship.
因为我们每天的生活，我们无论做什么事情，我们都是跟这个礼拜主日来到这边崇拜有关系的。
Because our daily life is all related to the Sunday worship.
所以我们要准备的。
So we need to get prepared.
不是就这样子。礼拜天哇，醒来了之后晃啊晃啊晃到十二点，然后呢吃个饭，然后就跑来了。弟兄姐妹，不行的，你心里面一定要准备。
And not just we get up on Sunday morning and take a lunch and wander here there then come to church.
你知道希伯来书第十章第二十五节那边告诉我们说，我们不但是来敬拜神，而且我们也会影响我们旁边的弟兄姐妹。
And in Hebrews.
也影响我们的儿女。
And we also influence our children.
我们每个主日来到这里敬拜。
And every Sunday we come here to worship.
我很感谢神啊，你们的儿女跟你们一起敬拜。
And I thank God that the children all come with you to worship God.
他们需要跟你们一起敬拜。
They should and they need to worship with you.
因为他需要从你的身上学习怎么样敬拜神。
Because they need to learn from you how to worship God.
所以弟兄姐妹，你有没有看见你每日的生活是很重要的？
So brothers and sisters, don't you realize that the everyday daily life is very important?
我们在每天的生活当中，
and in our daily life,
我们要把圣灵在我们身上所结的果子，圣灵在我们身上的工作，要像一个出熟的果子一样，在七日的第一日带到神的面前来。
And we should let the fruit that is produced by the Holy Spirit in our life, we should present them as the first fruit to God, and to bring those fruits to come to worship.
我们要把我们的困难，把我们的痛苦带到神的面前来。
We also need to present our difficulties and our sufferings.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
因为他是全能的。
Because he is all powerful.
因为他顾念我们。
Because he cares us.
所以我们要信靠他。
So we need to trust him.
我们要依靠他。
We need to trust him.
这个也是我们把，这也是所结的果子。
This is also the fruit of the Spirit.
我们要把他在七日的第一日，我们要把他带到神的面前来。
And on the first day of the seventh, we need to bring those food to God.
我们借着诗歌，借着读经，借着祷告，借着听信息，我们把这些像一个果子一样献给他。
By sing hymns and prayer and listen to the sermon and all the things we do during the worship, we present all this food to God.
我们也能彼此相顾。
And we also bear each other.
我们也能彼此劝勉。
And we also encourage one another.
所以我们从这里回去之后，
so after today we go home.
我们能够过一个新的一个礼拜。
So we can live a week that is different new week.
所以弟兄姐妹，你一定要准备的。
So brothers and sisters, you need to be prepared.
在每一天都要准备。
And you need to be prepared every day.
那么到了前一天晚上，就是礼拜六的晚上，那我们更要去准备。
And on the Saturday night, the night before the Sunday, we especially need to prepare our heart.
当然，你们的主日崇拜在下午哈。
And our worship is in afternoon.
但是我仍然要劝你们。
But I still encourage you.
让你的小朋友早点睡觉。
Let your children go to bed early.
然后他其他时间他跟你赖啊什么东西的，你让他去好了。
Sometimes he probably.
礼拜六你就要告诉他你要早点睡觉。
You need to tell them that on Saturday night they need to go to bed early.
因为明天是主日。
Because Sunday is the Lord's day.
你要看看他主日学的功课有没有做。
You need to examine how they're doing in the on Sunday school.
该背的经句有没有背。
The memory verse.
当然这个应该是每天要去查他的。
You need to do that every day.
当然你自己也是一样。
And also to yourself too.
真的是你要准备。
You need to be prepared.
你们每一个礼拜都有背圣经，对不对？
And every week you have memory verse.
我建议你们一件事情，好不好？
And I recommend one thing to you.
下个礼拜来的时候看看有没有人可以把今天的金句背下来。
And next Sunday, if anybody can memorize today's memory words,
给我们大家有一个机会，在准备的时候，我们把经文该背诵的经文把它背下来。
And we give everyone a chance to memorize the verse.
你自己要准备，因为你的小朋友是在看你怎么敬拜神。
You need to be prepared because your children are watching you how to worship God.
他们如果看你是另外一回事。
If they see you do differently.
你想他会坐在这里面专心的敬拜神吗？
Do you think he can sit here quietly and worship the Lord?
虽然主日崇拜在下午。
Even though the worship is in afternoon.
不要睡懒觉。
Don't sleep too late.
不要睡到十一点才起床。
Don't sleep until 11 in the morning.
因为是主日。
Because it's the Lord's day.
因为整天都是主日。
Because the whole day is the Lord's day.
那么我们感谢神啊，教会在下午才崇拜。
We thank God that we have this worship in the afternoon.
给你更多的时间可以准备。
So you have plenty of time to prepare.
所以弟兄姐妹不应该迟到了，对不对？
So you shouldn't be late to come to church.
小孩子的东西要穿的衣服都给他准备好。
And all the things that you for the children and their clothes, everything should get prepared.
免得走的时候又找圣经，又找鞋子，又找袜子。
To avoid that, at the last time that you trying to find the socks, shoes, or Bible or anything.
然后我们开车子的时候，大的吼，小的叫。
And when we are in the car, then we you quarrel and.
我不知道你们是不是这个样子啊。
I don't know if you are doing this kind of thing.
这是很普通的。
This is very common.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们要避免这个样子。
But brothers and sisters, we should not do this.
我们要准备。
We should get prepared.
要知道敬拜不是只从下午一点钟开始。
And we need to understand the worship is not just start at 1 o'clock.
四点钟结束。
And at 4.
敬拜侍奉是一个生活，是一个生命的流露。
And the worship and the serving.It's a life and it's a fruit of your life.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们的主耶稣，我们满心的感谢你。
Jesus who loves us, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word.
感谢你拯救了我们。
Thank you for saving us.
让我们真的是看重你自己。
so that we know that you are the most important.
让我们能够看重敬拜。
So that we know the worship, how important the worship is.
让我们能够看重侍奉。
So that we know, serving is also important.
我们把我们的弟兄姐妹都仰望在你的手中。
We present all our brothers and sisters into thy hands.
让我们听了你的话，我们愿意顺服。我们这样子祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.